This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
From the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it.
Oh!
Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
Boo!
What happened?
Boo!
What happened?
Colorado State lost.
No, what happened?
Last second shot by a freshman.
No, are you kidding?
A freshman.
Wait, by one point.
Our freshman or their freshman?
Their freshman hit a basket. 1 second left.
Oh,
and we lose by 1 point, Jimmy.
Are you kidding?
71-72.
We were ahead by one, and then there was a timeout with 3.7 seconds left.
Yeah.
And they threw in the ball, and this big, the guy was really tall, too.
He's big.
He's tall.
Yeah, he's
really tall. Anyway, he got the ball, Jamie.
Yeah.
He drove to the left side.
Yeah.
I'm going to paint it like you're there,
all
okay?
Right, sure.
He drove to the left side.
Uh-huh.
He went up.
Yep.
He barely got it over the defender's hand. It hit the backboard. Boom. Swish. Winner.
Oh, that's
Maryland.
Awful.
Yeah.
Man.
We were close.
Oh, it was a really, really good game.
Man, I threw you up. I threw your March Madness group a curveball last night with this shot that this guy made.
Why is that?
Well, because they don't realize. Okay, so there's a timeout right before this guy makes this shot that beats Colorado State, right? Colorado State is ahead by 1 point. So it looks like Colorado State probably is going to win the game, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, the betting sites that I'm on are like 45 seconds to a minute ahead of the game on TV. So I saw that he made the shot a minute before anybody else saw it.
Oh.
So I quickly texted your group and said, oh, no, Maryland wins. We lose. Powerball Pete writes back, how the hell do you know?
We're still playing basketball.
I said, trust me, I just know. And then a few seconds later, he makes the shot. I look like a genius.
Really?
Like a soothsayer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of basketball, I guess, over the weekend.
I got to tell you,
what?
I'm done with your group. I'm done with
you're
your
done?
Group. I'm done.
Well, you chime in a lot.
Yeah, you participate.
Yeah, you chime in a lot.
I only chimed in that first day.
You chimed in yesterday.
And then I chimed in on the buzzer beater. That's it.
Yeah, but you still participate for the guy that's so done.
But Jamie, I'll bet you.
Are you still at the top of the bracket?
No, I'm number two.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
No,
is Ty beating you?
He is.
Yeah,
Ty is good. Yeah, they said he's gay.
He is gay.
With four kids.
Well, he's really good at basketball.
Confused gay.
That was part of the feed. No, I'm explaining to
that
everybody.
Feed. I swear, folks, this feed.
So Ty was winning the pool, right? So I write, well, he's gay. And then somebody.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah. And then somebody chimes in and says, well, that's weird. He has four kids.
Right.
And then I said, well, that's how they disguise it, because did anybody see Caitlin coming?
This pool has 37 people on it. I guarantee you there was at least 300 texts over the weekend.
Oh.
This thing just, my wrist is still shaking from vibration. Because it vibrates whenever one of the notifications go off.
Yeah.
And it was just nonstop all weekend.
How'd you get kicked out of first place? You were tied with Ty.
A couple of games.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly which ones.
I'm in dead last, or I was. I don't know if I still are.
Yeah, I checked it last night before I went to bed.
Like the very last, you should get an award for that.
You're 37th of 37.
If there's 37 spots and you're dead last, you should get an award.
Yeah, like that's hard to do.
Like a leg lamp or something.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
I know.
And look, I looked at your, the only saving grace you have is your Michigan State team.
Yeah.
If Michigan State can go on, then you could crawl up to maybe 20th.
I'm assuming they won yesterday.
Yeah. They won last night. Man, I watched so many hours of basketball over the weekend.
Oh,
it was embarrassing. Yeah. And I'm talking from Friday when we left here till, well, now.
My God, what did the missus say?
Well, she wasn't very happy. She put down her foot for next weekend.
She did?
Yeah, next weekend. No
but
more
that's a Sweet 16.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We're not there yet, pal.
Hey, I thought you were going to do a bunch of yard work.
It didn't get to it.
You were all big and bolstering about all the yard work you were going to do.
I don't know about your house, but it was freezing at my house. I couldn't get out there and do it.
Really?
It was nasty. I think we had like 16 inches of snow.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it was really bad at the house. Winter blistery conditions.
It's going to be 70 degrees today. 70 degrees.
Yeah, windy today. But all this clears up and it's just going to be a beautiful week.
When Alexa woke me up, she said it's going to be 70 degrees. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And she didn't talk back.
Mondays come fast.
They sure do. So I feel like I should be on spring break with my kid because he's home.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I want to, because we stayed up way too late last night, you know? And I'm like, I should be on spring break. Like, Micah takes it off with his kid. All these people take it off with their kids. I mean,
life's not fair.
It's really not
just
fair.
Just not fair, man. You're right, though. This would be a great week for you.
I know.
With your kid here. Yep. Now, is he going to do anything crazy? Is he going to the mountains? Is he going to go boarding or anything?
Well, they had a big plans on, what night was that? Saturday night?
Yeah.
He slept through it.
What?
So he got home. He got home, and then they were all planning on going bowling. All the people were going to go bowling, because I think it's CU's week off, too. Anyway, and so they were all going bowling, and then I woke him up at like 9, and he made some mumbling noises, and I was like, you're supposed to go bowling. And he did like that. And then he wakes up at 11, and he's all mad they missed it.
Because you didn't wake him up like hard enough. Come on.
Yeah, right? So we watched some documentary about cryptocurrency or whatever Saturday night. Those people that stole like, I don't know, $100 million in cryptocurrency. It's pretty fascinating, to be honest with you. Yeah. They could get into everybody's accounts and steal it.
I got a feeling bowling is better, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah
but he missed it.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. We have Jonas Brothers tickets to give away this morning featuring Rusty. Rusty's on the tour. There'll be a Ball Arena coming up later on in the year. We've got a couple of tickets for you. Hey, Spadil, can you look up and see what time we're supposed to do this, please?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's not on the sheet, and I don't know exactly what time I'm supposed to do this.
Does it have
Rusty's
a time stamp?
Rusty's coming to town.
I don't remember if I heard that it has a timestamp on it or not.
Well, this doesn't. I don't know.
Anyway, we'll give away those tickets later today. We'll let you know when.
That's a big show.
It is a big show. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I saw a couple of posts of theirs over the weekend. I guess they've already started kind of cranking up for this show. I don't know.
Well, one of them's on Broadway.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I saw.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe that's what I saw. All right, Jonas Brothers coming up this morning. We'll give you a time in just a few minutes as soon as Fidel tracks it down.
Even George Clooney is on Broadway right now. Like, celebrities are doing this whole run on Broadway because they all want to try to get a, what's that, got? Something
oh,
got?
I yeah. got. John Legend has one.
Yeah, something got, whatever that would be. Oscar, Grammy, Tony, and then what's the one that I'm missing?
I don't know.
Something. Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Eddie, Grammer, Oscar, and Tony.
EGOT.
Yeah,
so EGOT.
EGOT. Did you find the time?
I'm looking right now.
All right, buddy. Let us know when you find it.
Yeah. I didn't get a time in my email, but it might be in some other stuff.
Got a question. Is there anybody out there, you can answer on Textnado if you want to, anybody out there that never owned a George Foreman grill?
Me.
You never owned one?
Uh-uh.
What?
He didn't either.
Yeah.
You've never owned one?
Nope.
Those are the best things ever.
I ask because George Foreman died,
right.
76 years old, over the weekend. Man, I thought everybody on the planet had one.
Well, they sold a lot, right?
They sold a lot. Made him so much money, Jamie.
Did it?
Oh, millions. Yeah. Hundreds of millions.
$200 million.
Well, $200 million. I just didn't know like what kind of deal he had. Yeah. If it was actually his or he just like signed a deal to put his name on it and like they gave him $1 million or something.
Wasn't George Foreman the guy that had like 15 kids, all names started with a G or
Correct.
Something like that?
Yep. No, it was all Georges.
All Georges?
They were all Georges.
Everybody was a George.
Every single kid was a George, except for, I think, the girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was just starting with a G, the letter G.
No, I think they were all Georges.
No kidding? How do you come up with 15 different Georges?
I mean, I hope I'm right about that, because otherwise I sound like a moron.
You are. Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Okay.
You are. It goes all the way up to George 5.
Okay.
George the 5th?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew there were a lot of
What
Georges.
A legacy.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they were all Georges.
He had what? How many kids is it? It's like a dozen or more.
I see like 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even his daughter's name, one of them's Georgetta.
Oh, yeah. Georgetta. Yeah. Way to keep that going.
Yeah, boy, George Foreman.
Nice.
He found a way.
That's great. Yeah, that
oh,
George
he has
Foreman.
12 kids.
12 kids. I thought it was a dozen.
Oh, yeah, it says, what are the name of George Foreman's 12 kids?
Yeah.
Man, yeah. We take a while to get to the facts, don't we, friends?
Yeah.
So annoying.
I thought I saw it was a dozen or more, something like that over the weekend. Yeah. But he died at 76 years old, one of the greatest boxers ever. But that George Foreman grill, man, it changed the lives of so many people that went to college.
Oh.
It was perfect
for
the dorm.
That's where I got my first one was college.
Yeah. Everybody.
Was awesome.
Everybody got it in college.
That's so
you
funny.
Had that little grease pan where all the grease dripped into this pan. You got to clean out the pan.
And
after.
Then they came out with the double and the triple and the quadruple.
Wow.
They had one the size of a Buick. $200 million. One grill. One grill is all it took for George Foreman. And this guy was worth $200 million.
Yep. Was he, though?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't just sign a brand deal.
No.
It was his?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
I remember over the years reading stories about how much each year was making on these stupid
awesome.
Grills.
He only made $5 million off boxing.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And the rest was all a grill?
All a grill.
That's brilliant right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart.
Well, you got 12 kids you got to split all this with, Ben. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on out there.
It's very busy.
And if those kids, they decide to fight over the money, oh, man, that's going to be a battle.
Well, that's going to be a lot of Georges. I don't know how you even write it up in the, because you're going to be like, now, which George said what?
You know, I've always thought, though, the naming a kid with the junior or the third or the fourth, whatever. I've always thought that was kind of, I don't know, pompous.
What I don't like is when people use like the female's last name for the kid's first name.
Oh.
Like so, my girlfriend's name, I mean, and nothing against her, I love her, but her name is Terry Elliott, and then they named their son Elliott.
I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Yeah, some women do that.
No kidding. That's a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
My kid's name would be White.
Yeah.
It'd be weird.
Look, I can take the first being Junior. All right. We'll let you off with that one. But when you get to the second and the third and fourth and George the fifth, it gets a little.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot, right?
Yeah. But so, like, if you were a girl, your kid's name would be Harris.
If I were a girl.
Yeah. Like, and you had a kid.
Oh,
Lisa,
okay. So yeah, it would be Harris.
Yeah. And then whatever her last Smith. Like, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
See?
So
that's how they do it. Isn't that weird?
That is, I've never heard that before.
I know a few people that have done that.
So your son would be White.
I said
his
that,
his first name, White.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And then his last name.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
some names it doesn't work.
Well, that's some of the dumbest things.
Yeah,
no, I'm just saying all names. That's just kind of dumb. The whole thing.
Yeah,
who came up with that?
I don't know.
Somebody drinking.
It drives my son nuts because his half brother's first name is Campbell. Yeah. He's like, oh my God, what did she do that for?
Campbell?
Yeah.
First name?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not saying anything bad about it.
Nope. I didn't say anything.
I do have one funny story to tell you, though, that has nothing to do with any of this.
Right.
So my girlfriend, I'm in a group chat with a couple of my girlfriends, and she just got back from Mexico because Douglas County has to go back to school today. Oh, my God. She's like, she has like 5 kids, right? She's out of her mind. Anyway, one of them, the 17-year-old, came back to the hotel room. They were all on the beach, hanging out at the resort and stuff, with 1 million hickeys on his neck.
Hooking up on vacation.
She's so mad.
No. Just guessing. Is he a 5-year-old?
No, he's 17. Isn't that weird?
Wow. That is
like,
weird.
You know, you're like you and all your friends because they went out to celebrate her birthday in Mexico, and they're with a bunch of friends, and they have an Airbnb and a big one and all this stuff, and they're hanging out, and then you're like, what the what? And she said, there'd be one, and then there's another one. And then she's like screaming at him. And he's like a man whore in Mexico. And I'm like, yeah, those Mexican hickeys are the worst kind of hickeys. Oh, she's so mad.
Wow.
And so one of the girls in the group was like, don't let him go to school like that. And she's like, oh, no, he's going.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going.
He's going to be mortified.
I'm blaming on
the
Mexican.
I don't know. I think.
Or is he proud of it?
I think they're proud of it. I remember when my kid had one, it was disgusting. I was like, why is that girl sucking on your neck? and they wear it like a badge.
Yeah. He'd be like, I hooked up.
I was proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, these are Mexican ones.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'm blaming on the Mexican mosquitoes. They're bad down
here.
They
really suck.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next. Hang on.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
See, I knew it. This is sad.
What's sad?
Well, that's Michael Boehm. He's the one that invented the George Foreman grill and didn't even get any credit for it.
Oh.
Yep. The George Foreman grill was invented by Michael Boehm, a lifelong tinkler. Tinkerer. Not tinkler.
Man.
He didn't just go around peeing. So, he was a tinkerer.
So he didn't get any of the proceeds from that?
Yeah, he did. He invented the grill, and then he asked George Foreman to be the pitch man for it and lend his face and name or whatever to the grill.
I know one thing, it was a buku of money.
Yep.
Phew.
I know, but have you ever heard of this guy? No.
Never heard of old tinker guy.
And he's the one that like created it.
It's the way it always works, Jamie.
I guess
so. The people that actually have the idea, always forgotten.
Exactly. Poor Michael.
Poor Michael.
God bless him. Anyway. All right. A couple of things to get to. First of all, oh my gosh, over the weekend, I don't know if y'all saw it or not, but Snow White was just getting pummeled by social media.
Good.
People were taking pictures of the theater tickets for sale, and one theater in particular on a Saturday night had one ticket sold. Another one posted had 7 tickets sold, and so throughout the whole United States, nobody was buying any tickets. In fact, it only came home with $43 million on its opening weekend. And that is really bad because it cost almost $300 million to make.
That'll teach you to fire the dwarfs. Okay.
The Walt Disney's company's live-action controversial Snow White opened in theaters with a $43 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates. I didn't know that Snow White was the original Disney movie that allowed them to purchase their Burbank studios with the money that it came in.
Me either.
This did not work at all this time.
No. They spent $280 million, right?
Yep.
To make this thing?
Yep.
Ooh, what a bomb.
Yeah, it is. Especially, $43 million. I mean, people are going after it so bad. It's just so bad. All right, so anyway. The other big story, obviously we hit on George Foreman, but the other big story is that it is officially public that Tiger Woods and Vanessa Trump are together.
Well.
Yeah. This is, all right, so I did a little deep dive into this. They posted some pictures together, and they look all snuggly. She's 47 years old, and she has 5 kids.
Woo,
with
naughty.
Donald Trump Jr.
All right.
5 kids, ages 17, 16, 13, 12, and 10.
Man, that's a lot.
That's a lot. And then with his 2 kids, that's 7 kids to figure out custody with.
Yeah.
At times you're going to go to all their games and this and that.
Holidays.
But the coolest part is Kai, her oldest daughter, who is all over social media. I'm sure you guys have seen her. She's gorgeous. But she's a huge golfer.
She is.
Yeah, she's 17 years old. Her name is Kai. Beautiful girl. And she's a huge golfer. And I don't know about you, Vanessa. I'd keep my 17-year-old away from Tiger.
Yeah. I saw where she played in a golf tournament over the weekend, and she didn't do so well, though.
Oh, Kai didn't? No. Well, anyway, so this chick, Vanessa Trump, who is married to Donald Trump Jr., poor thing, had 5 kids with him. She's also linked to Leonardo DiCaprio. She also dated a Saudi prince for quite a while, but he was deported or whatever because he was linked to Al-Qaeda. That's kind of a shock. One day you're dating this Saudi prince with trillions of dollars, and you're like, what the hell? You're with those guys? Yeah, you need to get out. And then this is so tacky, you guys. Listen to how Donald Trump Jr. proposed to her. So he proposed to her at a mall in front of a ring store so he would get the $100,000 ring for free.
Shut up.
Is that so cheap?
I wish I could have cut a deal like that.
It's so cheap. I mean, you're a Trump. That's great. That is so tacky. I bet she almost wanted to die. Like, what are you doing? Well, it's free.
She probably didn't know at the time.
Oh, my God.
You know? Found out years later.
Well, I don't know. You're right in front of the jewelry store at the mall.
And you know they had a photographer there just taking all the
pictures. Why they used the pictures for publicity. That is so tacky. My God, I'm sure even Donald Trump was like, really? I would have loaned you the money. My God, that's so stupid. Yeah, so anyway, and so she's with Tiger. Tiger's looking a little rough, though. I guess if you take enough painkillers, you don't care that you have seven kids.
When you look at him, too, he always looks like he's in pain.
He does.
He's got this look on his face like he's hurting, man.
Yeah.
When he walks, he limps, he hurts.
But on the other side of that, his ex-girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn, she's 40 years old, and she took second place in the final World Cup race during her comeback season. That was a nice look. I'm sure she wanted to win, but, you know, he's coming out saying, look, I have a girlfriend. And she's like, look, I'm second.
Yeah. You know, that's quite amazing, too.
Yeah, it is.
With the injury that she's had and pretty much called it a quits for her career, she did that. Now she came out of retirement. But for her to go out there, didn't she win one just a couple of months ago? She won something, and now she finished second at the World. That's pretty impressive.
She, at one point, I saw a documentary about her or something about it, and she said her knee was so bad before she had knee replacement that she couldn't even walk to the mailbox with her dog.
That's terrible.
She couldn't even walk. Now here she is, 40 years old, going down. Man, they fly down those slopes. I don't even know. I would just be crying. It's too fast!
It's so scary.
Right?
And the way they take those edges.
Oh, my God.
If you have bad knees, how did she do it?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I believe she had total knee replacements.
Did she?
I think so.
I had a knee replacement on the left knee. There's no way in hell. I can barely walk to the elevator.
Oh, a partial knee? Okay, sorry. So the renowned American alpine skier underwent a partial knee replacement surgery in April of 2024.
Hey, I was wrong. I said in the beginning, she's not going to make a comeback. She can't do it. She's been beaten up too much, and she's 40, which is a lot for an athlete. But, man, she is already proving me wrong.
Yeah.
She is solid. Yeah.
She suffered numerous knee injuries throughout her career, leading to severe arthritis. The surgery that she just had in April was aimed at alleviating her pain and restoring her mobility. And whoever did that needs to be, like, served with an award.
Jamie, every morning at 8:45, wall-to-wall yoga knocks you for a loop.
It does.
Can you imagine?
No. I mean, you guys have seen it, how they, it's like their knees are on shock. Right?
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't know.
Crazy, just crazy. Rosie O'Donnell says that Elon Musk has stolen the election from Trump. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that, Rosie. Remember when she was fun?
Yeah. I think she regrets going to Ireland, though.
They said they're not going to let her stay.
Really?
I saw that somewhere.
No citizenship or something?
Yeah, that they're not going to.
Really? Well, she's got to pick up. I wonder if she's got a backup.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a new service now. Excuse me. Thanks to a partnership announced last week between DoorDash and Klarna, customers can now buy a burrito or McDonald's order and pay for it across four times. Make payments on your McDonald's order without interest. Yeah, so let's see. It has to be an order of $35 or more, and you can make four payments on it.
Although I will say, like DoorDash, Grubhub, everything's so expensive now with all the tipping fees.
Yeah, $35 is easy to get to.
Way easier.
Yeah. So it says it's going to be interest free for if you make them on time. But after that, it's like, if you cannot make this, then don't buy it.
I don't think that should be like legal. It's almost predatory in my opinion. Like you're taking advantage of poor people and putting them in a thing so that they're just like stuck there with the percentage of like interest, and then they're not going to be able to pay it back. But you said if they make the payments on time, right?
Yeah.
So then they're just going to be stuck in this hole, and it's just going to screw them over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're making payments on a Big Mac, you probably deserve it.
If you're making payments on a Big Mac, you probably don't deserve it. Like, don't get one.
Yeah, don't do it.
Remember what Bob's theory is? If you can't buy it, if you can't pay it for it, then don't get it.
Yeah, but I think you should, like these people should be protected from themselves. And, they shouldn't be allowed to get this
stuff. I know what it is. Yeah. I know what it is.
He's hungry? What?
I know what it is.
What is it?
He went to the Bernie rally.
Oh, that's right.
He was down there with Bernie and AOC. Okay. So he came back this morning.
I got you.
You got what I'm saying
now? I do.
And I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just trying to explain Spadil right now. He's in there rah, 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 about a Big Mac. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know why this had to be sad, but it got sad.
It did get sad, but he went to that Bernie rally.
I saw the picture. Did you guys see the picture?
Yeah. I did. Yeah.
You look good, Spadil.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had a good time. Yeah, saw him in AOC.
I'll post a picture of Spadil with Bernie. I forgot to post it. Thanks to our friend Neil Bratz was there as well, and he's the one that took the picture.
Yeah, he's a photographer.
It's a great picture.
Yeah. He brought his Polaroid with him?
He did.
No kidding.
He got a solid picture. Yeah, I sent it to you. I sent it to the whole group.
Oh, yeah.
Here it
is. I did see it.
He's in so many group chats, it's just hard to keep
track of. I know. In fact, he missed one...
As soon as you said that.
I know, right? He missed a really important text, but we won't talk about that.
He's going back.
It's fine. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, JB Morning Show. Oh, cool. Jonas Brothers. We're going to do 745, Jamie.
Nice, okay.
745, Jonas Brothers. Later this year, you could win tickets.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.